Yeah, it seems everyone is.
Well, when you get old, you know, people tend to like you better than when you're young.
That'd be the question, I suppose, you're going to say. I mean, not that you were ever aggressive. The great thing that always comes out, certainly the books of your diaries...
No, I don't believe that.
It's just suspecting a kind of shallow way about politics, that because the colour of somebody's rosette, you cannot have a conversation. Whereas you go to the other extreme and say, if they've got the other... If they're representing the other side, that's the time to see if they're a friend. Is that right?
Well, it's not so much that. It's just that politics is so interesting. See, for me, politics is not Yarborough Question Time or a punch-up on Newsnight. It's about whether my 10 grandchildren are going to have a job, a home, a pension, health, and peace.
Yeah.
And that's why I left Parliament, to devote more time to politics, because I'm really interested in that. And, you know, you talk about people on the other side. David Davis, the chairman of the Conservative Party, has agreed that he and I are going to a joint thing in a theatre where we each speak for 10 minutes and then answer questions. And I think we're trying to grab politics back from the spin doctors and the...
Is that battle not lost?
Oh, no, of course it's not lost. Oh, well, I mean, give an example of that. Yesterday, Chavez in Venezuela, who's toppled by a coup, was returned because people poured into the streets. I mean, that's the most important.
And public meetings themselves are on the up,
aren't
they?
I mean, I do 50, 60 a year, but they don't report them because, you see, media giants like you don't want to see anyone else get access to the mic.
Every morning I walk in.
I mean, there were thousands and thousands out Saturday in favour of Palestine. Not a word in the media anywhere.
I think everyone watches the news and thinks, oh, that's an interesting placing of it, because even I saw that, and they came through, I think we had, and it's an All-London semi-final, you know, or All-London football final, and then about fourth item in, and it's always nice, just, and I'm the least political element in the world, but looking where they place items, I don't think anyone's dumb enough to really believe that's the fourth most important agenda in London that day, even though they did.
Well, I'm not complaining about people who like other things, but I do think when thousands and thousands of people turn up in Trafalgar Square on a big issue, and all they either ignore it, or if they show it, they show somebody, oh, I don't know, shouting with a beard and making it look crazy. They never, ever report a single speech made at a public meeting.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds.
So this thing you're doing in the theatre, then, is that public meetings by the back door?
It is public meeting, but for some reason, because it's in a theatre, they can make it look different. But it is a public meeting, and I start by saying, this is a public meeting. Only difference is I'm not asking you to vote for me.
Yeah,
so you can relax.
So what shape is it going to take?
Well, it's very simple. I talk for about 45 minutes, and then we have an interval, and I sit on the stage and chat to people, and then the questions for an hour, and I've got my thermos and a pipe. They let me smoke in the theatre. They won't let me smoke in Radio
London. Pipes are all right. See,
I can't lift my pipe now.
As far as I'm concerned, yes, the pipe.
It's
not up to me, is it? You'll get in trouble.
Yeah,
but I know.
Well,
what can you do?
That would be a pioneering thing. Good,